Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The St. Vincent de Paul facility in Eureka is on its way to being usable again. Executive Director Don Smullen announced today that a contractor from the Sacramento area has been hired to clean up a serious mold problem that affected the building after the roof collapsed last September. The cost of the cleanup, more than $200,000, will be covered by the facility's insurance company, and once the mold has been removed, the entire interior of the building will be refurbished. The mold cleanup is expected to take 1 to 2 months, according to Smullen, and to prepare the building for the first stage, tons of debris that was ruined by rain following the roof collapse had to be removed first. A lot of that was stuff that was donated to St. Vincent's over the past decades. Currently, the new roof is being supported by temporary trusses that will be permanently replaced once the second stage of reconstruction begins. Smullen estimates that the refurbishment of the interior could be done by this time next year, and the building will be ready to be used again. The cost of the second stage of refurbishment is unknown, but Smullen believes that between insurance coverage and donations, those costs will be met. The City of Fortuna announced today that it has received bids from 5 contractors bidding for the Stewart Street Reservoir Replacement Project. Fegas Construction, Herbeck, Walland, Ariza, and Mercer Fraser have all placed bids ranging from $3.25 million to over $4 million. The city had already selected a contractor last year, but the project was shut down because of disagreements between the city and that contractor. Now that the bids have been received, city staff will evaluate the merits of each, do its due diligence in assuring the firm awarded the contract can do the job, and present its recommendations to the City Council at its March 19th meeting. On February 2nd, a man walked into the Coast Central Credit Union branch in the Bayshore Mall, told the teller he was armed, and demanded money. The teller turned over an undisclosed amount of money, and the suspect fled the scene. Today, the Eureka Police Department identified a suspect they believe committed the robbery, 37-year-old William Joseph Farrell. A warrant for Farrell's arrest has been issued, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. The department also urges any family or friends of Farrell to counsel him to turn himself in and surrender on the warrant. Community Response Unit conducted a probation search in the 400 block of South Road in Stafford after receiving complaints about drug activity. Deputies contacted 57-year-old David Charles Cox, who was on probation, and a search of the residence turned up a small marijuana grow, hash, and oxycodone pills. Deputies also reported possible sewage and electrical issues at the residence, and Cox was arrested and booked into county jail. County code enforcement officers were called out to inspect the residence, and anyone with information about the case or related issues is asked to contact the Sheriff's Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. State pension reform is a hot-button issue in Sacramento, but one state lawmaker has proposed a new plan that would include private sector workers in a new fund. Senate Bill 1234, authored by Democrat Kevin DeLeon, would require businesses with 5 or more employees to offer a personal pension defined benefit plan or offer an alternative employer-sponsored plan. De Leon's private plan would give 7 million private sector employees access to a pension plan, and it would be managed by a contracted organization such as CalPERS, and employees would contribute 3% of their monthly income. The plan would be managed with investments tied to U.S. Treasury bond rates. Employers would have the option of matching employee funds, but it would not be mandatory. De Leon estimates the fund could generate more than $6 billion in the first year alone. And the Board of Trustees for the College of the Redwoods will hold a special meeting on Monday at 2 p.m. to discuss redistricting, but also in closed session to discuss the hiring of a new president. Last week, the final 3 candidates, Dr. Upal Goswami, Catherine Lehner, and Dr. Patrick Schmidt, all appeared at public forums outlining their case for the job. Between now and Monday, the board will accept public feedback about the hiring of the new president, and those comments will be taken into consideration in the final decision. You can email, fax, or hand-deliver your comments to the Human Resources Department. And if you have any questions, That's who you're going to contact as well. Contact the Human Resources Department at Redwoods. And that's your North Coast News on this Friday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.